Coach, a three-game homestand starts off with a win. Continued the unbeaten streak. Huge night from the top line and a career night for Matty.
Yeah, good start and fantastic job for Matty. You know, I commended both our line mates for making some nice passes. I think Catherine had the pass on the first two and maybe Christine on the third one. But real good, you know, full line performance and excited for them all. You know, Maddie's a kid who can play forward, can play defense, and she's really had a nice season, you know, up front for us and maybe even better than I might have calculated. So great for her. You know, key goals, big goals that pushed us to a pretty good lead. You know, Merrimack answered and got a little bit of momentum, but I think we came back and did a nice job of possessing the puck and really not letting them get too many jumps coming out of zone. So all in all, good win, you know, in goal with Andrea. The D played pretty solid and forwards, you know, maybe coming out of the gate, they had puck possession and we were a whisker on our heels, but all in all, good effort.
Yeah, what can you say about Brantley's performance? She had a couple of really big saves in the second period. There was that one on the breakaway after the collision and then some others a little bit after that.
Yeah, she's had a super consistent year and played well right through. You know, I've said it many times, she's a very seasoned goaltender, not just in, you know, top collegiate hockey, but international level as well. And her composure, poise, the way she controls pucks are the things that just continue to jump out at me, you know, watching her, you know, day after day and in the games she's played. So always good to have that position sound. And between her and Callie so far this year, we've had that. And you know, we'll continue to rely on them to do their part and ask everybody else to keep, you know, staying on a positive run.
And then for Madison, it looked like she's only had three goals this season, and it looked like three her entire career, and then scores the hat trick tonight. What do you think it was that kind of led to that performance?
Well, again, I give credit to the line mates that they found her with the puck. I think the first one was the one that sort of set things in motion because she had to go to the net and, you know, maybe knock a puck out of midair and then knock one in on the loose puck down by the net. And those are the goals that maybe we haven't got enough of this year, but she's a big enough kid and should have some presence there and certainly did on that goal. And then I think the other two were maybe a little more of a, certainly the third one I think was a beautiful shot. But again, credit to her that she's been working hard, persevering, and you know, six goals is an okay number on our squad because goals haven't come easy. So credit to her that she's done that, and I also consider them to be as our top defensive line. So nice when you can have them contributing on both sides, or you know, in all three zones.
Yeah, sure. And then what kind of confidence does this give your team going into tomorrow on the back-to-back? I think it's on four straight wins.
Yeah, the four games is a nice run, you know, that the first two technically go down as ties, but when you get the extra point in the league, you're putting together points. And I think at this point, you know, we've got 10 of the last 12 points league-wise. And, you know, that's really the telltale sign. But the confidence grows and, again, we've said it to them a number of times. We can't hand you a card that is automatic confidence. You have to earn it, and the best way to earn it is go get some things done. You know, her scoring goals, you know, I think of Claire O'Leary the last, you know, three of the last four games, whatever, she scored a goal, and so she's got some confidence going, and her and Julia made some good plays today with Jess DeVito, but again, you have to earn it, and when you do, it's usually by getting an assist, getting a goal, you know, beating people to loose pucks consistently, and all of a sudden you'll start feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. Was there a moment maybe after Frozen Fenway that you kind of felt the momentum start to shift on this season, or just any moment that you kind of felt like led to this kind of new success after, you know, a difficult start to the season?
Well, I think we've tried as coaches, you know, by continuing to push the envelope on us being good people, us being together, no matter what the W's and L's say. And we did try to point out that you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, or things don't always happen immediately. And, you know, maybe we didn't get enough luck when we played out at Holy Cross in our last loss, when we tied the game late and then bingo, they scored right away, and it kind of deflated everybody. But they fought back, and now I've had a run here that hopefully we can continue.
Big win for the team and a big night for you. You went from first multi-goal game to first hat trick in the blink of an eye. But yeah. How did it feel to go out there and really win it for the team?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was a great team win, great 3 points. We really needed that coming off a 3-win, you could say. I don't know, it felt amazing. I just put my head down and worked. That's all.
Yeah, can you break down that first goal for me? It seemed like kind of awkward play, and then you batted it down.
Yeah.
Was that, like, when you batted it out of midair, was that the puck that went in, or did it kind of go down and you got it one more time? Can you kind of break
so
down?
Basically, it was a good breakout by Alex, and then we got it deep, and I was just yelling for Fu to put it on net, low on net, because I know the scouting report said shoot low, so I was just going to shoot low, and then I missed the first one because I didn't want it to be high stick, and then I just made second contact, so.
Yeah. It seemed like a lot of your goals, the first and the third were kind of just like net front.
Yeah.
Like, you just crushed the net. What can you say about, you know, kind of that tenacity to get to the front of the net and how that paid off?
Yeah, so my line mates are great. They make great plays. I think it's just the camaraderie between us that sets us apart on the ice. But my job is usually getting to the net, the center lane drive. So I knew that was my job. I knew how to get there, and it worked tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then can you talk about Andrea's performance? She had some really big saves in the second period especially, and, you know, kind of also put a key role in this one.
One of our main goals was the defensive zone and getting better at that, and she always comes up big, and we're trying to make her job a little bit easier as the days go on, but she's a great goalie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, can you talk about the momentum of that's kind of carried into this game and then carrying it forward? You guys have really gotten on a roll recently with the shootout wins, but now you get one that's a little bit more comfortable at the end.
Yeah, I think we just needed morale wins, honestly, going down the stretch. And this is a great start for us. We have a huge test tomorrow, and I think it's going to be very fun. Yeah.
This is the time of year where you try to get the lines to shore up a bit and looking for those ones to gel as you get closer and closer to the postseason. Just talk about you with Christina and Catherine and having that success pay off today.
Yeah, Mivo and Fu have been working really hard in practice, especially our zone entries and just making sure we have ozone time. And I think we've been gelling really well. And we usually start off, our first shift's not very good, but we always say to each other, like, flush it down the toilet, like, let's get another one. And we just didn't stop tonight.